Say you're a teenaged athlete feeling pressure to perform. You hear about a substance you could take that would help. And say this dietary supplement was perfectly legal, hadn't been banned by any sport, and was taken by a number of professional athletes. Would you take it? Well, many teens do, even though doctors say there isn't enough research yet to know whether it's safe. NPR's Vicky Kuei has this report on the dietary supplement creatine.
John is 16 years old and determined to be the best defensive lineman on his football team. He goes to a boarding school in Connecticut. Today, he's at his doctor's office getting a sports physical.
Hello, John. Nice to see you. Get your height and weight. 6'3".
And 197 pounds. Big, but not by football standards. Stepping off the scale, John moves confidently, his broad shoulders thrown back. Actually, John isn't his real name. He asked not to be identified. He runs, sprints, and pumps iron every day and works out with a personal trainer. He eats a high-protein diet, and for an extra boost, he takes creatine.
I started 2 years ago. I had a trainer, and he just mentioned taking creatine, but he never really explained it.
So John got on the internet. What he learned is this. Creatine is an amino acid found naturally in the body and in meats and fish. It's also sold as a dietary supplement on the internet and in health food stores. Manufacturers and some professional athletes say it helps increase muscle size and strength. So John decided to try creatine, which comes in capsules, powders, and liquid. John takes the liquid before lifting weights.
What I noticed is that when I would take it, it seems that my second set, after I'd lifted, it would feel like my first. I would have enough energy.
As John's doctor, Jordan Metzl, listens in, he shakes his head. Metzl treats young athletes at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York when he's not competing in triathlons himself. He says he hears this kind of thing all the time. Metzl even did a study on it, published in this month's Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. The study involved 1,100 New York students in the 6th through 12th grades trying out for sports teams at five schools in suburban Westchester County. The students were asked if they had ever taken creatine, and if so, why.
And basically we found kids who were using creatine on all levels from 6th through 12th grade, including 6th and 7th graders. And these kids, the most common reason why all the kids reported taking creatine, more than 75% of the kids said they were taking it to improve their sports performance as their primary objective.
Overall, nearly 6% of the teenagers had taken creatine. Among high school seniors, it was 44%. Metzl was surprised and alarmed.
None of these products has ever been tested in kids. There's never been any study looking at the safety of creatine or any of the supplements in any athlete under the age of 18, both short-term and particularly long-term. We have no idea what the long-term health effects might be of this product. And until those studies are done and done well, there is absolutely no reason at all that this should be advocated for any young athlete.
And he's not the only one urging caution. The American College of Sports Medicine says doctors should discourage use in patients under 18. That's because researchers haven't tested creatine in young people who are still growing. When are these tests likely to happen? Todd Cooperman of the watchdog group Consumer Labs says not anytime soon. Under federal law, supplements, unlike drugs, don't have to be cleared for safety, effectiveness, or even purity before they show up on store shelves. So manufacturers, Cooperman says, have little incentive to conduct expensive, long-term safety tests.
They just can't justify the money to do that, and no one manufacturer is going to step forward and do that when they know others can sell the product at a lower cost than they can.
Cooperman says such studies would have to come from the National Institutes of Health, and right now, creatine isn't on its agenda. The FDA has tried to keep track of reports of side effects. They include muscle cramping, headache, nausea, and two cases of kidney failure among adults. Even so, Cooperman says most consumers don't know about the FDA's online database, and it hasn't been updated in nearly 3 years. But even when teens know about the possible risks, Dr. Jordan Metzl says it's hard to get them to care.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a definition of adolescence is, partly living for now and for the moment without thinking about the long-term ramifications of whatever you're doing. And that's why we see many adolescents involved in high-risk behaviors such as smoking and reckless driving and things like that. There's not a real sense that what I'm doing now might affect me 10 and 15 years down the line.
During this visit with John, our 16-year-old football player, Metzl doesn't say much about creatine. But during a previous visit, Metzl counseled John for half an hour and advised him to quit. It didn't work. John says he likes the results he sees. He's bigger. He can lift more. And since he's been on creatine, friends and teammates have begun asking him about it. They consider him sort of an expert.
I try to offer myself as that kind of figure, because I believe that I know a lot about that. Not so much, but when I need to.
So what's a doctor to do? Metzl says he questions all the young athletes he treats about creatine. He tries to persuade the 12, 13, and 14-year-olds not to use it. And he hopes that they or their parents are listening. The older teens tend to be more stubborn. Metzl says he watches them carefully for any signs of health problems. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.